A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, I'm Hamari, and I'm from Australia. Please like and subscribe to STA. Growing up, I was a fun and brave little girl, and everyone loved me. But not everyone loved Marcus, a boy my age at school. He was so nervous around kids, and because of this, they took advantage of him. There was this one time, Marcus was flying his paper plane, and then I saw a group of bigger guys snatch it away. Marcus ran away nervously, but I took him right back to the boys.
Marcus, if you keep running, these boys will always push you around. Come on, we're going back for your plane.
But it's just a piece of paper. I don't need it.
I ignored his fears, took his hand, and marched back to the boys.
You boys have something of his, and you will give it back right now. What are you gonna do, shorty?
I showed him that dynamite comes in small packages. And after they gave Marcus his plane, he asked me something.
Can we be friends? And you can teach me how to be brave like you.
Say that again. Louder, please.
We became the best of friends after that. And as we grew up, the more confident he became, and the more I grew fond of him. Marcus and I became so close that people thought we were a couple. But he was like a brother to me, and he would do anything for me. Like even catch a bee in his bare hands.
Ah! Marcus, help! Got it!
I hugged him tightly, and then I quickly let go at the sound of my boyfriend's Ferrari. Aaron was my man. We met while starring in a popular teen sitcom. Yep, I'm a celebrity, but I worked hard to get there. Unlike Aaron, whose dad was the producer of the show we starred in, Aaron was also very overprotective.
Hey, babe, what are you doing here on the dirty grass?
Don't be silly, babe. Where else do people have picnics?
As Aaron hugged me, I could see Marcus's mood change, because Aaron and him never clicked.
I see your best friend has been feeding you crackers and cheese again. Amari, when are you gonna dump this fool? Because clearly, he has no idea what good food tastes like.
Marcus loved cooking, and he was always treating me to his meals.
Aaron, sweetie, why don't you meet me in the car, and I'll help Marcus pack up.
Okay. I can't wait till you see the restaurant I booked for us.
Aaron always took me out to the most expensive places, but this time, while we were there, a gorgeous model approached our table.
Hey, Aaron. I thought you would be at the club today. Everyone was asking for you.
I'll be there later. Just having dinner with my friend.
A friend? Is that what I am to you? Just a friend?
He looked at me silently, and I lost my mind and threw my soda in his face.
Happy Friends Day, Aaron! Jerk!
As I walked away, he ran after me, but the blonde girl was right behind him, and I became even more mad.
Hamari, wait, I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, let her go. She clearly doesn't want you, but you can be my boyfriend.
I turned into a total psycho when she said that, and I jumped on the girl and started pulling at her hair. And before I knew it, reporters suddenly filled the area taking pictures of me.
Hamari, you're embarrassing yourself.
It's over, Aaron! Don't ever speak to me again!
Days later, every magazine and newspaper had my face in the front page, with me pouncing on the blonde girl, and they called me the She-Devil. And Mom was on panic mode, since my acting job paid half the mortgage for our house.
Amari, what were you thinking? We depend on your acting job to pay the bills. If you lose that, then I would have to work 24 hours at the hospital.
I didn't lose my job, Mom. It's just bad publicity.
Mom worked as a nurse, and she's been my backbone since my dad left us when I was just 2 years old. I stayed indoors for the past few days, trying to avoid all the gossip that was going on. I refused to leave my room until Marcus entered.
Can I come in?
I immediately jumped out of bed when I saw Marcus and hugged him tightly.
Is that a cheese beanie you have on? Thank God you came, Marcus. She's been sulking in bed for days. Maybe you can also convince her to take a bath.
I'm so glad to see you. Where have you been? You look different, like you've been losing weight.
Don't worry about me. Let's talk about you.
I feel like hiding in a hole for the rest of my life.
I'm sure this will cheer you up.
Marcus knew exactly how to make me feel better. And when I took a big bite into the chocolate, I spat it out when Aaron suddenly appeared.
Mom, why did you let him in?
Listen, things got out of control that night. I shouldn't have called you my friend. You are so much more, and you know that. The blonde girl was just a groupie. Please, Amari, don't do this to us.
When Aaron wanted to get closer to me, Marcus stepped forward and mugged at him.
This is none of your business, Marcus. She doesn't want to speak to you, moron. Amari, please, let me explain.
I looked at Aaron, and my heart usually melted just looking at his puppy dog eyes. So I gave him a chance to speak to me.
Marcus, it's okay. I'll see you later.
You can't be serious, Amari. He is the reason the whole country is hating on you. Don't make things worse, Mr. Cracker Cheese Beanie.
Marcus looked at me disappointed. But Aaron and I have been in a relationship for 6 months. I couldn't just throw that all away because of a blonde groupie. So I forgave him. Aaron and I worked on our relationship, but Marcus distanced himself a lot from me. I became so focused on my acting, school, and Aaron that sometimes I forgot to check on him until I saw him running to the bathroom holding his mouth once.
Marcus, what's up?
I waited outside the boys' bathroom and could hear him throwing up. And when he finally came out, he looked so pale and collapsed in my arms. I remember that I did notice the weight loss, but I was so focused on my life that I forgot about him.
Everything is going to be okay, Amari. I'm sure it's nothing big.
But you didn't see how he looked, Mom. I feel like such a bad friend.
When the doctor came, I held Mom's hand tightly.
You can see him now. He just forgot to take his treatment.
Treatment for what?
Leukemia? I assumed you knew about this.
I was so shocked, and my heart raced at the thought of losing Marcus. He has been there for me, like, forever. Even Mom didn't have that kind of bond with me. When I went in to see him, he wasn't wearing his beanie, and he didn't look like Marcus anymore. I couldn't control my tears as he smiled at me.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I didn't want you to be sad. Please, don't cry. I'm going to get through this.
Marcus always put my feelings before his. I promised to be there for him throughout his sickness, and he asked me to keep it a secret. And then one day, when Aaron held a beach party just for fun, I also invited Marcus, and Aaron showed me a completely different side to him.
Why did you invite him? I thought you would spend time with just me.
Marcus is my friend, and you have to accept that.
You guys want to play a game of volleyball? Yeah, sure. Amari will be on my team, so why don't you just pick someone to join you?
When I tossed the ball over the net to Marcus, he hit it back, but it flew directly to Aaron, hitting him hard on the head. It was so funny.
Oh, so you all think this is funny?
It's just a game, babe.
I'm so sick and tired of you saying things like that. It's just a game. He's just your friend. But you guys have picnics, homemade dinner dates, and now he's here at my party. I guess all my fancy restaurant dates were never good enough for you.
Aaron, calm down. Aaron went overboard and started yelling at me. Then Marcus stepped in, and Aaron completely lost himself.
Hey, chill out, dude. I'll chill once you get out of our lives. Well, I'm not going anywhere. I was in her life long before you, and I plan on being there right until the end.
Marcus and Aaron pounced on each other, and I tried to separate them, but they were way out of control. And suddenly, Aaron pulled the beanie off Marcus's head, and everyone froze, glaring.
Oh my gosh, what happened to Ollie's hair?
Aaron, have you lost your mind?
Are you going to defend this fool?
Look around, Aaron. You're the only fool here.
I left Aaron after that day. And
flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
My love for him immediately disappeared. I felt like such a fool to love a jerk like that. Because of Aaron, I lost my acting job, and Aaron did all that he could to convince his father to get rid of me. Months down the line, we lost our house. We had to move into a tiny apartment, and Mom worked double shifts, while I focused a lot on school. It was the end of the year, and school fees were due, but we couldn't afford it. Is it possible for me to get an exemption from paying the school fees?
What are you talking about? It shows here that your school fees have been paid in full.
I was so shocked. I had no idea who could have done something so generous for me. It couldn't have been Marcus, since he came from an average home like me. And Aaron was so yesterday's news. And if that wasn't strange, days later, I found an envelope in my locker filled with cash. The only person rich enough to do all this was Aaron, but it just didn't make sense, so I approached him. I hated being anywhere near Aaron after we broke up, since he'd started dating a new girl every day just to make me jealous. But it never worked.
Hello, Hamari. Have you met my present girlfriend?
Oh, wow. Lucky you, Aaron. Now, did you leave something in my locker?
Yes, I actually did. Your poor mother paid me a visit and begged me to take you back, since your life is falling apart. So I paid for your school fees and donated some cash. I'll take you back on one condition. Tell Marcus you want nothing to do with him.
But you're dating me now.
Sorry, honey. I thought I told you that this was a short-term contract.
I was shocked out of my mind after what he told me, so I threw the envelope of cash in his face.
Sorry to burst your bubble, Aaron, but no amount of money can buy me.
I was so mad at my mom that right after school, I went to her workplace and found her sleeping on the job.
Great! So just because you can't keep your eyes open at your job, it doesn't give you the right to go behind my back and speak to Aaron.
Mari, I did it for your own good. Life was good when you and Aaron were together.
Mom, how could you?
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. I'll fix it.
No! Just stay out of my business!
But I'm your mother. I will always be in your business.
I felt so betrayed by my mom, and the only person that could comfort me in this state was Marcus. So I went to his house. But when I got to his house, I was surprised to find him sitting with a girl.
Mari, is everything okay? You look like you were crying.
Oh, no. I just have a slight flu. Who's your lady friend here?
This is Amy. She's an intern at the hospital where I get my treatment.
Oh, is she here to give you your treatment at home?
Haha, no. We're actually here on a date. I cooked her one of my best meals. There's some left over if you want.
I was so speechless at that moment. I don't know why I felt so jealous.
Nice to meet you, Amy.
She looked like a sweet girl, but there was this thing inside me that felt like pouncing on her and telling her to leave Marcus alone because he was mine. I decided to leave before I did anything crazy. The next day, when I saw Marcus sitting alone in the cafeteria, I made my way to him, but stopped when his girlfriend got there before me and sat on his lap. I almost dropped my tray feeling so frustrated, but then Aaron appeared in front of me.
Are you lost? You could sit with me if you want to.
I'd rather eat worms than sit with you.
Aaron became such a nonsense, especially after seeing that Marcus had a girlfriend. He even got his father to offer me my job back, but I had my pride. I was shocked when his dad started making small talk. After school, when I was about to jump into my Mini Cooper, Aaron's father suddenly appeared in the parking lot. Talk about being desperate.
I'll give you two popular shows you can star in. Just give Aaron one more chance.
With all due respect, sir, you should really stop spoiling your son. How will he survive if your existence comes to an end?
After rejecting the job offer to be back on the screen, I decided to start my own little channel on YouTube.
Don't be afraid to try different colors, everyone, even if you're struggling to match them up with your cute outfit. Subscribe to my channel for more ways you can have that glam.
Within months, I had 1 million subscribers and started earning an income again. I was more than happy, and the only thing that was missing was Marcus. He spent a lot of his time with his new girlfriend, and I became almost invisible to him. Until our high school graduation.
Amari, before you go, can I have a word with you for a moment?
Yeah, sure.
Marcus looked so handsome in his gown, and when he held my hand to take me aside, I felt so many sparks between us. And then he pulled out a paper plane, the same plane that I saved when a group of mean boys surrounded Marcus when we were little. Wow, you kept this all this time?
Yeah, it was the first day we became friends. And I hope that we are still friends, even though I'm with Amy.
When I looked into his eyes, my heart pounded with so much love for him that I did the unthinkable. I leant over and kissed him softly, and just then his girlfriend appeared, and Marcus pushed me away.
Why did you do that?
Yeah, why did you do that? I thought you were just his friend.
I found the courage to tell him how I felt, right in front of his girlfriend.
Marcus, I think I have more than friendship feelings for you.
It looked like he was going to say the same thing back to me, but then his girlfriend whispered in his ear.
I'm sorry you feel that way, but I see you as just a friend.
I never felt so humiliated and broken down before. I spent days crying about Marcus and looking back at all the memories we shared, until Mom became tired of me moping around.
Okay, that's enough, young lady. Remember, the sea is filled with fishes. Now that you're done with high school, you can go out there and explore.
Are you chasing me away?
No, silly, but you need to spread your wings. You're already earning a good living doing that YouTube thing, so why not enjoy life at the same time?
Mom was right. Maybe going on a trip would help me forget about Marcus. So I traveled to China, South Africa, Italy, and when I got to New York, I made some connections with Hollywood producers. And the next thing, I was producing movies. I became a big-time producer, and one day, I decided to fly back to my hometown in Australia on a talent search for a star actor for my up-and-coming production. And Aaron suddenly appeared, and he was auditioning for my movie!
If we consider you for this role, are you willing to travel?
Of course! Acting is my passion!
He looked and sounded more grown up, and I was impressed with his performance. I decided to give him the lead role, and then we sat down to discuss the contract.
I'm so glad to see you again. I can't believe you are a big-time producer now.
Yeah, and I can't believe you auditioned for my production.
Well, I'm glad I did. I grew up a lot after high school, and I want you to see that.
Once I felt the discussion was going sideways, I made it very clear to him that our relationship was professional. He seemed to understand, and then Marcus suddenly showed up, standing at our table, and Aaron looked so angry.
Marcus, how did you know that I was here?
Your mom told me that you were having dinner with Aaron, and I had to see you before.
We are in the middle of...
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Something very important here.
I was shocked at Aaron's actions, but what was happening reminded me of high school.
Marcus, I'm in an important meeting. Can we catch up later?
No. I need you to know something.
When we were in high school, Aaron threatened to ruin your YouTube channel with bad publicity. He was going to make up some story about you cheating on him, so I agreed to be in a fake relationship with his cousin Amy.
My heart raced with so much rage when he told me that. I know Marcus would do anything to protect me.
He's lying. Don't believe him. We are meant for each other.
I threw my soda in Aaron's face, tore up the contract, and walked out with Marcus. Marcus and I had a lot to talk about, and I was happy that the leukemia was gone and he looked so much stronger.
I'm sorry that I wasn't with you throughout the worst stages of your illness.
Every time I thought of you, I fought harder.
Omari, you're not only my best friend, but also my soulmate.
His words made me cry, and my broken heart for so many years was finally healed.